Pope Francis wants to find out more about attitudes to sex and ethics among members of the Catholic Church. He's commissioned an international survey, a consultation asking about family life in the modern age and about four key areas of awkwardness for the Catholic Church: contraception, homosexuality, premarital sex, and the bar on people who've divorced or remarrying in church. Well, the survey in this country has been carried out, and the results are... I'm afraid I can't tell you the results because the church hierarchy has decided not to release them. At least in this country it has. In Germany, the results have been made public. We can talk to Father Marcus Stock, who's the General Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen the results?
I have indeed, yes.
And why can't the rest of us see the results?
Well, at the moment, we're a part of a consultation process. This began at the end of last year with the request of the Holy Father for a preparatory document and a questionnaire to be widely distributed throughout the church, which was indeed done. But I must correct, it was not a survey on sexual ethics, as you've indicated. It was a consultation process on pastoral challenges of the family in the context of evangelization. So it's a much broader consultation than just a survey of opinion.
But it did have a series of questions, as I understand it, correct?
It did. I think 39 in total.
And yes. It was lay people who were members of the Catholic Church at all levels of all types were encouraged to answer the questions.
That's correct, yes.
Why is that not a survey out of interest?
Well, it's a survey of what people's opinions are in terms of a consultation process, but it's not wasn't a polling process.
Right, so it wasn't a formal statistical
exercise. No, it wasn't a quantitative exercise, no.
And so it's perhaps trying to be more qualitative. The Germans have released the results and given indications of what their members came up with, and they say that, by and large, they supported family life, but disputed church bans on birth control and premarital and gay sex, and criticised rules barring the divorce from remarriage in church. Is that more or less the same pattern that one would see in the UK results? One wouldn't have thought that the membership were that different in Germany and the UK.
That's indeed correct. But, of course, the results of the consultation will be gradually made known by the work of the Synod Fathers after this October. And that's why it's important, I think, to honour the request of Pope Francis, which came through Cardinal Baldessari, as he is now, who said that he asked that the summary resulting from the responses of the various dioceses should not be made public, not even on the website of episcopal conferences.
So the Germans have just effectively have disobeyed the wishes of the centre?
Well, you would need to consult the German Bishops' Conference about the reasons for their disclosure. I presume that they came to that conclusion themselves. But, of course, you have to also understand that our Bishops' Conference haven't actually met in plenary session since the consultation process. They won't be meeting as a group of bishops until this May, when undoubtedly the whole process will be discussed by our bishops.
But look, people will say the church, and the British church in particular, is running scared of its own members' views on these kinds of issues. But you're reassuring us, are you, that at some point these results will emerge when the bishops and when the Pope and everybody has met in September and have worked out, if you like, the church's response to this consultation. We will find out these views, so there's no need to think of the church as running scared of the views.
Oh, I think undoubtedly the actual preparatory document itself said that vast expectations exist concerning the decisions which are going to be made pastorally regarding the family by the Synod. So the Synod itself realises that there are great expectations, and it's also important to remember that the reflection of the bishops during the Synod mustn't be predetermined by individual groups or by the concerns of, let's say, Northern Europe alone. It's a worldwide consultation.
Got it. Well, Father Marcus Stock, thank you very much for talking to us. Let's just get a response to that from Jean Reardon, who is chair of the National Leaders Team at a group called A Call to Action. It's a group advocating more dialogue in the Catholic Church. Morning to you.
Good morning.
And I don't know how much you heard of Father Stock there, but you would much prefer that this was a more open process, would you?
The last part of what Monsignor Stock was saying was the only bit I managed to hear, I'm afraid, and I agreed with him completely. It is all about the church being a listening church. I suppose the The only caveat I'd have was that I don't think that dialogue and transparency at this point would necessarily look as if it was preempting or trying to put pressure on the synod. I think if the laity were enabled to have more input into discussion about if matters to do with sexuality and family life in the church, it would be good. It would help towards.
Well, they've done the survey or the non-survey, the non-statistical survey, in order to motivate the whole discussion at the synod in September.
Yes, but the way in which between now and the second survey, the second synod in 2015, the way in which thoughts and feeling theories about how teachings can be modified or reassessed in the light of modern developments in psychology and the needs of the world now, and the openness that Pope Francis is calling for, all of that is something that could be helped if groups like the ACTA group that I belong to had a more prominent role in actually informing the discussion. The thing is that groups within the church are not necessarily pressure groups. We are not a pressure group. We're not a dissident group. We're not actually disputing the much of church teaching. What we're saying is that how church teaching should be formed by consulting.
Jean Reardon, chair of the National Leaders Team at A Call to Action. Thank you.